Hanukkah. The story I'm going to share with a lesson about Hanukkah and how we can impact our daily lives is a story that you may have heard or you may not have heard, but it's about my grandfather, Rav Chaim Stein Zatzal. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Telz in America and originally learned in Telz in Europe. During the war, he was tried as much as he can to keep all the mitzvos and all the Yomim Tovim. During Hanukkah, he was on a train going through Russia deep into Siberia with five other Bacharim. And at night, when the train would stop in the frigid, freezing cold, they would go under the train and scrape from the wheels and from the engine and the axles underneath any grease or oil that they could collect. And that was the plan on how they were lighting the menorah. One night, it was so frigid and freezing that even oil, which does not freeze easily, especially from a train that keeps on going and that the engine is warm, doesn't freeze, but it froze. And try as they might, they could not get oil off the metal underneath the train to light the menorah that night. Rav Chaim felt terrible. How could it be that we're going to go a night of Hanukkah without lighting the menorah? With nothing else to do, the Bacharim were going to go to sleep, and most of them did. Not Rav Chaim. He stayed up and learned with a charvusa. He said, if we cannot fulfill the mitzvah, at least we should learn the halachos of Hanukkah. And while they were learning, and everyone else was sleeping, there was a knock on the train door. And at the train door, there was a Russian man standing there with the furry, burly hat wrapped in a warm coat. And he said, I have two candles. Would you like to buy them? Rav Chaim couldn't believe his good fortune. He jumped up and he said, of course, we're going to buy it. Somehow they had with them some cigarettes, and that was major bartering. And it was very something that was very, a treasure at, in the time of the war because people couldn't get it. And he was going to give the cigarettes, and that was going to be the bartering that they were going to give the cigarettes and get the candles. It seems, though, that when they went to get the cigarettes and to give it to them for taking the candles, the man was no longer there. And that night, Rav Chaim woke up his friends and they lit the menorah and they lit the Hanukkah candles, special from those candles that somehow came to them in the train. And Rav Chaim would share the story and we would, every Hanukkah, we would say to him, Zadie, tell us the story about the train and the Hanukkah candles. And was it Eliyahu HaNavi? Rav Chaim would never say that it was Eliyahu HaNavi. But what he would always teach us and tell us, that it was definitely a shliach from Hashem. And the lesson that we have to learn that he always told us was Karov Hashem l'chol kara'av l'chol asher yikru'uhu ve'ames. Hashem is close to all who call out to him from a very true place, from a very deep place. And his cheshek, his deep, deep desire and his disappointment of thinking it's not possible, how can we not keep the mitzvah? He said on himself, that's for sure what happened, that Hashem made it that someone should come here with candles. So now, we're in America or wherever we may be listening, but Baruch Hashem, we are not running for our lives. We have plenty of candles, we have plenty of wicks, and we could light the menorah. So it's hard for us to relate, for us to be able to fight to keep the Torah and mitzvos the way maybe our Babis and Zadis and great Babis and Zadis had to do, and Klal Yisrael many times throughout the long galus had to do. They fight so hard to keep the mitzvos. However, our avoda, our focus needs to be, because it comes so easy, and it's easy for us, and we have Hanukkah parties, and we get out of school early, and we light the menorah, and we no fear in lighting the menorah in our houses. We need to come and to appreciate the goodness that we have and thank Hashem that we could keep the Torah and mitzvos. And use this lesson that maybe sometimes there will be a mitzvah that's a little bit hard. Maybe there's something that you want to say and you hold yourself back. Maybe there's something that you want to wear and you're like, it's not the right thing for me to put on. Or maybe it's something that you want to do and it's a little bit hard. Maybe you're going to help somebody with their children, or you're going to make a cake because your mother asked you to make something and you don't really want to do it. But if we can find within ourselves, in our heart, the cheshek and the desire to want to do the Ratzon Hashem, that's where Hashem says, I'm going to come and stand next to you to make sure and to help you be successful. And it's not always going to be easy, but Hashem says, I'm going to be there with you. And that was the lesson that we could learn from what Rav Chaim was teaching us, is that when we want to do something right and we really mean it with every part of our body and we could celebrate it and want to do it, Hashem will be there to give us the koyach to do it. Wanted to wish you a Freilich in Chanukah, and it should be a Chanukah where we take the light of the menorah and gather it into our neshama to give us the koyach and the strength to do Torah and mitzvos.